With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump has received the backing of a former rival as he runs for the presidency, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Former Republican Governor and Ambassador Nikki Haley broke weeks of silence and announced that she'll be voting for Trump, even though she described him as unhinged during the Republican primaries. She announced her intention last week at the Hudson Institute, a conservative Washington think tank, and encouraged Trump to woo her supporters. Despite Haley's announcement, the Biden campaign said it would continue to court voters who backed the former GOP governor. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A political analyst charges the Biden administration with tailoring its response to the Israel-Hamas war to serve its own political interests in the coming election. We get more on that from correspondent Bob Agnew.
Political analyst Ben Domenech says President Biden has put domestic politics first in his treatment of Israel.
And I think that's just a complete wrong-headed approach.
He says the main goal has been catering to Hamas supporters in the Democrat Party.
Keep their left flank firmly attached to the Democratic Party.
Domenech says the administration deserves low marks on national security and foreign diplomacy.
This is not an approach that can work in the modern world and is not consistent with our approach to standing with our allies.
Domenech spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
At least one tornado touched down and crossed an interstate in Texas overnight, causing at least five deaths, a number of injuries, and other scattered severe storms in the region between Texas and Oklahoma also did their damage. The International Organization for Migration is increasing its estimate of the death toll from a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea to more than 670 people, and with others missing, it's feared the number will go higher still. This is SRN News. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy based on student sex. The ACLU claims that the dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys who are living as girls. But one 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a regional band event and was told by the principal he could not, quote, represent our school dressed like that. The ACLU argues the district's dress code violates Title IX, the 1972 law originally passed to address women's rights. The president of Turkey is criticizing the Eurovision Song Contest, accusing the annual event of encouraging gender confusion and threatening the traditional family. President Erdogan describes participants in the contest as, quote, the Trojan horses of social corruption. In fact, Eurovision has been largely commandeered by the LGBT contestants and fans in recent years. This year's winner sang about transgenderism. This is SRN News. A first in Tennessee.
Families enrolled in the state's Medicaid program will become the first in the nation to be eligible for free diapers. Similarly, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also approved extending a pilot program in Delaware that provides free diapers and wipes to postpartum parents for the first 3 months after giving birth. On average, newborn babies can require 8 to 10 diapers a day, or around 300 a month. Toddlers can use 150 diapers a month. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Richard Sherman has passed away. He was one half of the prolific award-winning pair of brothers who helped form millions of childhoods by penning classic Disney tunes. He was 95 years old. Sherman, along with his late brother Robert, wrote hundreds of tunes together, including songs for Mary Poppins, The Jungle Book, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, as well as the most played tune on earth, It's a Small World After All. The brothers won 2 Academy Awards. This is SRN News.